This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, she is the winner of 10 major championships, the only woman to shoot 59 competitively. She is also a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, and now the 2017 Solheim Cup captain. It's always a pleasure to welcome Annika Sorenstam back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Annika.
Hello, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You were named Solheim Cup captain. Had you wanted to be Solheim Cup captain?
I have. I've been asked a few times, luckily, to get that opportunity, but I didn't feel like I was ready. I wasn't ready for the commitment. I know what it takes to be a captain, and, you know, with young kids and just stepped away from competitive golf and starting a business, I didn't feel like I was ready. But this particular time, I felt it was my turn, and I figured, you know, being a vice captain three times is about time to pull the trigger.
How helpful is that?
Well, I think it's very helpful. I mean, one thing, of course, is to be a player, but you see it just in a very limited way. And being a vice captain really opened up my eyes and the perspective, what it takes, and kind of what do you need to do behind the scenes? What does it take? And all the preparation. You know, as a player, you really just get into the tournament and you stop playing. So for me, it was very helpful to be there and learn and see the captain a little bit from arm's length away, but still getting to be part of it and learn. So I feel like I'm quite ready.
Is there any sort of challenge that you live here in the States and the LET is over there? Is there any sort of challenge? I mean, I don't know how busy this job is. I know it gets busier closer to the event.
Yeah, I'm not really sure myself how busy this job or how busy I will be, but I mean, the good news is that in 2017 we're playing on U.S. soil, and I feel like that's one of the advantages that I have, is to be here in the U.S. and you know, last time playing in Europe, then it's a little bit more when you have home course advantage. You know, you have to set up the course, you're in charge of the clubhouse. So many more things as a home team than away team. So, but of course, you know, been away from competitive golf and certainly been away from the European Tour, you know, the LAT, I have some brushing up to do and get to know, obviously, the commissioner and some of the staff over there. But we've already started off to a great start, and I look forward to working together with them to create the strategy and then, of course, get to know some of the players that I don't know.
You mentioned shedding some responsibilities. Mm-hmm. More travel involved in the next year to that point of getting to know the players?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, maybe not the next 6 months or so, but certainly in 2017, you know, you want to be there and see how the players do and connect with them personally and you know, just, you know, seeing how they play in person rather than just looking at a score.
I know you well enough to know that you plan well ahead. Did you have ideas of what kind of captain you would be?
Well, you know, I've been lucky to play under different type of captaincies, and I think, you know, you learn from different styles, and you know, many of them have done a really good job. It's just, I think number one is, you know, I enjoy the captains have been themselves, you know, been that they've been real and captains you can communicate with no surprises. So, you know, obviously my goal is to be, you know, available and being transparent and just be honest with them, and then I'm going to let them do the work and play the best golf they can.
We are talking with Annika Sorenstam here on the Augusta Golf Show. I also know that you have, in the last 5-6 weeks or so, had the opportunity to play Augusta National. What do you find difficult about the golf course?
Well, I mean, it's just...
Times removed from your competitive days.
Yes, I mean, I certainly didn't have the game this past month the way I used to play, so I see the course a little differently. But to me, it's, you know, I really don't keep score when I'm here. I love coming here. I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy the scenery. I enjoy the people, and just kind of walk on this holy ground is what I love. It's the experience more than anything. And of course, hitting a good shot and, you know, comparing it to some of the shots that the guys hit in the tournament, you remember, oh, you know, this is where Fred Couples hit that shot and the ball didn't roll in, or this is where Phil Mickelson hit it under the pine straw to 13th, or all those memories and those past shots that certainly come into your mind when you're out there. But it's just a nice, you know, it's a beautiful walk, and I enjoy coming here and just relaxing.
Do you find any, a lot of people would not realize, who had not had the opportunity to play, there are shots like if you've laid up on 15, the third shot on 15, or the second shot on 7 or something like that, that may, from outside the ropes, not look that difficult. Those are tough golf shots.
Oh, yes. I mean, people always said, well, can it be difficult? There's no rough. I said, well, you know, there's no rough, but, you know, it's very undulated. There's a lot of elevation changes. And around the greens, I mean, these greens are not as, when you look on TV, it doesn't look as severe. There are a lot of undulation on the greens, you know, high slopes. And, you know, if you could be a foot away and all of a sudden, you know, the ball will release and now you have a 60-footer. You know, you can be very close to a shot and then not get rewarded, or vice versa. You just got to know where to play it. And of course, experience matters here. And you watch that on TV, you know, the guys know to hit it right on this hole and it turns to the hole. And also they know where not to miss it. So it's a lot of strategy involved here. It's knowing what to do. And sometimes you just got to take your medicine and knowing that maybe next hole I can get it back. But, you know, you got to be smart here. You got to, of course, hit your numbers and make putts. But it's a lot more than that.
I mentioned in the intro, the only woman to shoot 59 in competitive golf. Are we getting closer to someone else doing that?
You know, I would think so. I mean, I feel like it's been, you know, 15 years, and I'm surprised that nobody has done it. I know we've had 61, so we've had 60, and there's been a few 59 watches. But, you know, just considering the great golf that's out there. And, I mean, I know it's up there for the taking, and if it will happen this year or not, but I know it will happen pretty soon.
When players get close, how tough mentally does that get?
Well, I think it's like anything. I mean, you start thinking more about the results. You start thinking way ahead, if I do this, rather than hit the shot now. That's the most important shot. You know, you can't really carry on bad shots or start thinking about difficulties coming up. This is what matters, and hit one shot at a time and not worry about where the score is. If you're 10 under or if you're 1 under or if it's a putt for 59, you just got to keep on playing. You know, the ball doesn't know where you are or what the score is. So I think a lot of times, you know, when you play golf, it's, if we didn't think too much, it probably would be a little easier.
Well, again, knowing you as I do, I would think you were able to kind of put it out of your head.
Well, I learned that lesson, and sometimes you learn the lesson the hard way, but it's easy to get, you know, of course, emotional and start thinking ahead and thinking what it means to maybe break a record or do something you've never done before. And that's sometimes when we put more pressure on ourselves, so we get a little tight, there's some tension in our arms and our shoulders, and it's hard to swing when you feel that. You just got to go out there and trust yourself and again, just really have fun along the way, and then in the end, you add up the scores and see what happens.
I know you get asked this a lot. Lydia Ko winning the first major of the year. Mm-hmm. She's now the leading contender for the Annika Rolex Award. Tell me about Lydia.
Well, Lydia is an impressive young woman. You know, I saw her yesterday. We had lunch together, and she said, I can't believe this is my third year on tour. And I think it's hard to believe somebody at the age of 18 has accomplished as much as she has already. And, you know, just a year ago, we were talking about, you know, how could this young player, you know, be so good but not win a major? What does it take to win a major? And here we are 12 months later, and she has won the last two majors, you know, the Evian Masters, and then also the, you know, the A&A Inspiration. So, you know, she has certainly, you know, her performance is really incredible. She won the week before, and, you know, what I like to say about her game is she's very consistent. She really doesn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, she might not be the longest out there, but she knows how to score. And as we know, scoring is what it's all about, and she's patient. You know, she might not get off to a great start, but she keeps grinding, keeps trying, and she never gives up. And that's what it takes to be up there and win majors.
As a mother, do you have any concern when these 18, 19, and 20-year-olds are having so much success so early?
Well, I mean, I think we all do in a way, but I would say that not all of them are the same. And, you know, you can have a rule for 18-year-olds, but they're not going to be applied the same way. So, I mean, I think number one, if you look at Lydia, she seems to be having fun. You know, she seems to be enjoying it. She doesn't seem to be putting a lot of stress on herself. And, you know, she has a plan. I mean, she's going to go back to school. But she seems to have a very mature, you know, mature mind. And, you know, if you listen to her in a press conference, you wouldn't think she would be 18. It sounds like she's got things under control. There's not this doesn't seem like it anyway, all this pressure that sometimes you might feel or hear from the younger kids out there. And that's why, you know, I'm a believer in you should try a lot of different sports. And when you're ready, you're ready. But don't force things. You know, the time is on your side. So if you need a little bit more time, go to college and experience that, because that's something you won't be able to do later. Go ahead and do it. Don't feel like you have to rush out there. I think in Lydia's case, she was winning tournaments as an amateur, and somehow she was just ready. You know, this was part of her plan. So same thing with with Brooks Henderson. She's a tremendous young lady, but you know, with time she qualified and now she's ready to play, and she's already a top 10 player in the world. So, you know, I think it's very different for different players and certainly different ages.
There's a young player you'll be looking at for your team in Charlie Hull.
Absolutely, and I was watching her closely last week, you know, at the A&A Inspiration. She really had a chance to win, and I've seen her play at a few Solheim Cups now, and you know, it's just one of those players that just has a lot of energy. She's no fear, and maybe that's what you have when you were really young, but she's going to be a big part of the team, and that wouldn't surprise me if she would be in the winner's circle in the LPGA pretty soon.
She is Annika Sorenstam joining us in the Media Center here at Augusta National. I always appreciate you taking the time to do this. Thank you, Annika.
Of course. It's my pleasure.